Hi, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy, and I am your host for the show today. I want to thank all the listeners for listening. I know a while back I had been doing an introduction talking about a group that I recently started connecting sober women with other sober women, letting each other get to know one another. And while I'm still doing that group, I want to more open my horizons and include men as well, because ultimately, my goal is to include not only women, but men, and have an environment where everybody can connect with one another and help each other stay sober. It's free. I just want to help people get out and help each other stay sober, because that's how I stay sober. And I just want to share that gift with everybody and anybody who's trying to obtain sobriety or is looking how to maintain their sobriety, because I can't stay sober by myself. And most of the alcoholics or people in recovery that I know also can't stay sober by themselves. So my ultimate goal is just to help everybody stay sober. Hey guys, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode. On the episode today, I want to start off by saying I am 679 days sober. 679 days that I did not think would ever happen. Like, it's amazing. You start off in sobriety, and I always say, like, I thought I was a zombie my first almost month in sobriety, because I felt flat, numb, devastated, emotionally bankrupt. I had almost lost so much. And now, like, with time, things have just gotten so much better. And it's baffling and amazing. And it's truly a miracle, because without sobriety, I would be dead right now. I wouldn't be alive. It's just simple. Especially reflecting back, which I haven't recently, on how much I drank, going from drinking 30 to 35 beers at my worst, not counting vodka and wine, and now I drink nothing. Like, it's amazing, like, being able to just not drink anymore. And I don't take it for granted, because when we start taking things for granted, we expect ourselves just to be okay. And I'm not okay. I'm a drunk, and I will always be a drunk, and that will never change. The only difference is I don't actually drink today. So if something happens, whether it's good or bad, ugly, horrible, happy, whatever, I'm not going to pick up that drink today. Now, I might think about it, and that's what makes me a drunk, because when something happens, good or bad or whatever, my first instinct, not always, because I have a few days, but if it's horrible and it actually wrecks with my mind or messes with my mind, then my first instinct, honest to God, it sometimes still is, well, what if I drink? Well, what if I drink? What would happen? Well, it would not be very pretty. Actually, if I did drink, it would be extremely horrible. So bottom line is, today I'm sober. I'm grateful to be sober. And I'm also grateful that I'm a drunk, because being a drunk means that I know why my thought goes to, hey, maybe you should drink. And I know why my head doesn't always process things immediately or in an easy, simple, straightforward way. I understand why that when people are going to do things and I feel horrible and I start feeling stuff, I know what it is. It's the fear of missing out. And I know that all these things, all these emotions and feelings and parts of life is what I kind of missed out on when I started drinking and numbing myself to everything around me. And my first addiction wasn't drinking. My first addiction was actually bulimia and making myself throw up. So yeah, I started drinking about 16, but even before I started drinking heavily, I started throwing up so that I could look a certain way that I thought I needed to look. And I still struggle with those thoughts to this day as well. So I'm a drunk, and I'm a anemic or sorry, bulimic person, does that mean that I have to label myself? I don't have to label myself. I choose to label myself because I choose to use the word alcoholic, bulimic, different person, mainly because I felt like it gives me power. And everybody has their own belief and different type of way of looking at it. But for me, I view being an alcoholic as a superhero power. Being an alcoholic has opened up my life to so much more meaning than I ever had when I was drinking. When I was drinking, I was in a dark, ugly, horrible place, and I was just sinking and sinking and self-destructing in so many different ways. And today I'm an alcoholic and I'm fucking badass, in my own opinion. Maybe a little bit of ego there. But it's an awesome privilege to be an alcoholic. That means I get to share my story with people that are drinking. I get to either choose to be out loud with my recovery or quiet. And either way, as long as I'm recovering, I'm very happy and excited about that. Because when we recover, we get to reinvent ourselves. We get to stop drinking, stop using, stop doing whatever we were addicted to. And we get to start transforming ourselves into what we're meant to be. We don't go back to what we were before we started drinking, because most of us started drinking when we were teenagers or even younger. Or maybe we started drinking in our 20s, 30s, whatever. But we're not that person that we were before we started drinking. We've went through all these things, and we can't just take those life experiences away. Good or bad, ugly, whatever. We learned stuff from them. Even if we were in a blackout, we learned that, hey, maybe we shouldn't drink because we black out. So we take all these things that we have done and learned from, and we combine them together, and we grow. We work on ourselves. Every day we're sober, we learn how to adapt to life. We learn how to react in life. We learn how to act in general. We feel, we have emotions, we have happy times and sad times and hard times and easy times. We move, we grow, we make friends. We do so much stuff. And today, we're working on it. We're working on how to do all those things without picking up a drink. And if you did that today, that's a successful day. And if you struggled today, the day's not over. The year's not over. The month isn't over. You're still alive, so you still have that chance to turn it around. Don't pick up the next drink. Don't finish the drink in your hand. Don't go buy more. It just takes one small movement to start the big movements in your life. I didn't stop drinking and right away get 679 days sober. I stopped drinking on December 11th, and I stayed sober on December 11th. And when that day ended, I stayed sober on December 12th. And when that ended, I stayed sober the next day. I didn't stay sober automatically. It was freaking hard. And sometimes I take for granted that I'm sober today because I'm human and I make mistakes. And sometimes I take things for granted and I'm not always grateful. Again, I am a human. But if I just reflect occasionally, then I remember the first day I got sober, I spent like 3 or 4 hours in an AA meeting, listening, absorbing, not going home, not being alone with my own thoughts because they were super scary and super hard to deal with. And when I went home, I talked to people. I talked to people in Australia. I talked to people in different countries. I talked to sober people. And they kept me going this first almost week. And then I got that sponsor. And then I started doing things. And then I started getting out of my comfort zone. And then I accepted the fact that I have a past life. I was a kid. I went through tragedies. I was a kid. I went through things that I wish I wouldn't have, that I had no control over, and I blamed myself for. I went through being a teenager and going through all that drama. We all learn from these things, and today we get to grow. And we get to be sober. So thank you guys so much for listening. It's always a privilege to do these podcasts and share with you guys. And it's the weekend. And if you are going into the weekend and you're like, how do I stay sober on a Saturday, on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, on a Sunday when it's football season and everybody's tailgating and drinking and partying, how do I do that? Well, my greatest advice would be, I got sober during the holiday season, and my first day sober was actually a Friday. And how I stayed sober was, again, I went to those meetings, I planned things to do, and I had my phone with me so that I could always talk or chat or text with somebody that was sober, so that I didn't have to sit there and try to think up ways to stay sober by myself, because by myself, I drink. I used to drink all the time. But with somebody or people to help keep us accountable, we can keep maintaining that sobriety, even on the weekend. On the weekend when it's football season, you don't have to miss out on football games. Get yourself some nice non-alcoholic drinks. Experiment. I love LaCroix. I like to add things to them occasionally, although I just prefer them plain. But it can be boring. So add juice. Add fun stuff to it. Drink coffee or tea. Eat some dessert. Do what you have to do to stay sober one day at a time. Thanks, guys.